Indigenous artist Albert Namajira is widely regarded as one of our great painters. His beautiful watercolour depictions of his country in Central Africa, Central Australia, what am I talking about, stand apart in our artistic heritage. But you may be surprised to learn that since his premature death back in 1959, none of Albert Namajira's descendants have earned a cent from any reproductions of his work, and there are many. And that's because the copyright to his estate was sold by the Northern Territory Public Trustee, reportedly without consultation with the Namajira family, a deal which has been described as a major cultural injustice. Now a new initiative called the Namajira Legacy Trust aims to right this alleged injustice by raising funds to buy back the copyright of Albert Namajira's images from the family who currently own it. This campaign will be launched at the National Museum of Australia in Canberra on Friday, and among those leading the initiative is art curator and Indigenous woman Hetty Perkins. She's the daughter of the late Charlie Perkins, and she's had a long association with the Namajira family. She joins us now along with Scott Rankin, CEO of the art activist group Big Heart. Scott, Hetty, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi.
Thank you. Good morning.
Scott, if I can start with you, the Namajira family lost control of Albert's copyright when it was sold in 1983 to Legend Press, which is a small publisher owned by the art dealer John Brackenberg. It was sold for $8,500. How was it that the public trustee was able to do that?
Fran, I think it's probably to cut straight to the chase. At that time, the racism that is still so present had very strong ramifications. So, you know, it's not that long before that we were treating Aboriginal people as flora and fauna, and we just went straight over the head of the Namajira family. We had little respect.
But legally, how could they do it? I mean, the public trustee, this is 1983 we're talking about, not 1963. Legally, how could they do it?
Well, I'm not a legal expert on that, but it has happened, and where we are now is at a time where this iconic name, there's the opportunity to right that wrong, and we have to do that.
Hetty, why didn't the family have an entitlement to the copyright to Albert Namajira's estate?
Well, again, like Scott says, not being a legal expert, I mean, it is something that is, I think what Scott says is being said in the context of the times and the racism that was suffered by Namajira and his family, and indeed all Aboriginal people, and continues to be by his descendants and many others, was a key factor. It doesn't matter whether it's 1983 or 1903, really, and I think that just demonstrates it. I mean, one of the things, of course, that Namajira also has experienced in his lifetime was his frustration in not being able to, you know, obtain grazing leases and a place to build his own home. Mm. So it's not something that was, you know, out of character, if you like, with his experience. But I think one of the things is he did pass away with a will that specified for the proceeds to go to his wife and children. Mm. And I think that his wife might have, when she passed away, she didn't have a will. So that was probably triggered the public trustee.
He did a deal with his friend, John Brackenberg, who was an art dealer and then... The Brackenberg family now owns Legend Press, which owns the copyright. And John Brackenberg was instrumental, I think, in Namajira, you know, coming to the public attention. They were friends. He had a deal with him. It's when that deal ran out that the copyright back in 1983 was sold for $8,500. Can we estimate, Hetty or Scott, how much money the family might have missed out on over the years, in those intervening years?
Well, look, there's by 2012, there was over $10 million in sales, and it was a 12.5% royalty that was flowing from the sales and from reprints, etc. And the point I think is that you know, Albert Namajira was a self-entrepreneur. He was doing everything that he could to support his community. He was supporting, at the height of his powers, 600 community and family members. He was the model of the kind of person that, you know, Nigel Scully, Minister Scully, and others would love to have in remote communities. And even in his own time, we treated him and his family very unjustly. We, you know, made him a citizen so we could tax him. It's an incredible story. And here is this iconic name, and here we are in the present. Mm. And here's a moment in time where, you know, in 2019, it's going to be 60 years since he passed away. and let's work together towards that moment, if you like, to build for the family the kinds of things that can support them when, you know, they're living 54% of the people in Hermannsburg are living in overcrowded conditions, 56% of them are on income support, two-thirds of them are under 25. Here is a great opportunity symbolically to work both with John Brackenridge's family and with the Namajira family and create a moment where the community can come together. And I really would love to stress that this isn't the moment for another adversarial look at this. It's an iconic part of our narrative, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Yeah. I'll come to that in a moment, how we move forward here. But, Hedy, it is important and it is symbolic. It's writ large in a sense because some of the descendants of Albert Namajira are also painters, are also terrific painters, and some of them are living in poverty still, right? So this money, I mean, it must be very obvious to them at this injustice.
Yes, I think so. And one of the reasons why this Legacy Trust, Namajira Legacy Trust, which now has its own website, Namajira Trust, has been launched is to support those artists, but also to create initiatives that will ensure that this watercolour tradition that Namajira started is maintained and nurtured as it has been. I mean, it's been under duress, as we're talking about now, but you know, it is one of the incredible art movements in Australian history. We've been talking about families who have made a big contribution. We're talking about the Nolans, the Boyds, you know, and of course the Namajiras. And I think he's one of the people that, if you ask any Australian, you know, who is an Aboriginal artist, Albert Namajira's name will come up every time. And so it is a legacy that is very important for all Australians. So it's not just the family. They want to maintain his reputation, preserve, and indeed enhance his reputation to the benefit of all the community and indeed all Aboriginal artists. Really, you know, in my travels around Australia talking to artists, many, many of our senior artists say that, you know, they'd heard of this Albert Namajira. And that was what inspired them to become artists. So his legacy is immense.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 past out. Our guests are Hedy Perkins, freelance art curator, a long association with the Namajira family, and Scott Rankin from Big Heart. Yes, his legacy is enormous. He is one of our great painters. So what is the mission? The mission here is to set up this legacy to this foundation to try and raise the amount of money to buy back the copyright. How much will that cost, Scott?
Look, it's a little hard to tell, but we are very interested in helping to pay the market value of it. And you know, if that's the experts say that's in the quarter of millions, fine. If they say it's more, fine. Because I think once you spread it out as an opportunity to be a supporter of the Namajira family and a supporter of the broader Indigenous art movement, that people will respond. Certainly when we toured a show about his life, 50,000 people came to see it, and they in the foyer they were signing up to do something because it was such a loved story. And it's the copyright is like an asset in a business, if you want to take the crudest possible term, but it's the broader support for the well-being and the education of the new generations coming through and those things. So it's a big story for the future.
Talk about broader support. Just tell us a little bit about how the visit of Albert Namajira's descendants, Lenny and Kevin Namajira, they were invited to meet the Queen almost six decades after the royals met Albert himself.
Yeah, it was one of those unusual moments in life. We'd taken the show across to London to perform it at Southbank, and it sold out there. And we did that to try and raise attention to get bigger international stories, and they certainly came in The Times and The Guardian, etc. And we just got a call that the Queen and Prince Philip wanted to meet the Namajiras, and we went along and they painted, Lenny Namajira and Kevin Namajira painted some pictures to give to them. And when we got there, we had this long audience, private audience, and they brought paintings in that Philip had bought years before in Alice Springs, and they were turning them around and showing them the, you know, how much it cost It was a really one of those occasions where they were as excited as the Namajiras and we were just all sort of standing around going,
but Hedy, that goes to exactly what you were talking about. I mean, he's huge. And of course, Indigenous artists all around the country have heard of Albert Namajiri because even the Queen's got Albert Namajiri hanging on the walls. Have you, over the years this campaign has already been going, have you been in direct contact with the family, the Brackenridges, who own Legend Press, to try and negotiate this? And are you feeling like Scott says this shouldn't be adversarial? Are we getting somewhere?
Look, I think that obviously an artist of his standing and people that own the copyright to his work have had numerous points of contact with our, you know, different galleries and, you know, TV producers over the years. But I think that, you know, if we can, if the Namajiri Legacy Trust is able to continue the negotiations, which they have been undertaking since 2009, to the benefit of the family, that'll be a very welcome development in that history. There is, I think, 12 years left of the copyright before it expires. So that's, yeah, a good 12 years, and I think that'll do something to really sort of enhance, as I said, the reputation and preserve the reputation of Namajiri. I mean, sometimes I think that, you know, I look at it, it's a bit like the Namajiri, you know, the wonderful twin ghost gums on Larapinta Drive outside of Alice Springs that, you know, were destroyed about 4 years ago, just before they were getting on the heritage listing by an act of vandalism. And I think that's something that we're looking at now, and that's why I think the Legacy Trust is so important. It's asking all Australians, you know, art lovers and, you know, any Australian to support this wonderful initiative to make sure that this trust, you know, that Namajiri's legacy doesn't go the same way.
Scott Rankin and Hedy Perkins, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Rankin.
Oh, actually, Hedy, before I let you go, I suppose I should ask the question, what if the trust doesn't get to buy the copyright? I mean, it's there till 2029 otherwise, I think.
Yes, it is till 2029, and you know, hopeful that they will succeed in their purpose. And, you know, if they can win back the copyright in negotiation with Legend Press, well, then there is the opportunity, I think, that they're exploring the trustees, which include members of the family, as well as prominent other community members. One of the trustees, Colin Goldman, QC, is looking into seeking to have the license granted in perpetuity.
Okay.
So that would be a wonderful, wonderful asset, and I think that, you know, all Australians will benefit from greater awareness and knowledge of Albert Namajiri's contribution to our country.
Hedy and Scott, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Scott Rankin is the Chief Executive of Big Heart. Hedy Perkins, a freelance art curator with a long association with the Namajiri family. And the Namajiri Legacy Trust, that's what we were talking about, will be launched in Canberra at the National Museum of Australia this Friday. And some of the relatives of Albert Namajiri, Gloria and Lenny Namajiri, will be speaking grandchildren there. And if you want to contribute, you want to find out more, head to namajiritrust.org. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 19 past 8.